holiday season. That Coley, true or false, DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is just maybe the most bizarre moment in rap history. Like, just why did that happen?
I mean, it's a genuine delight, but
it's a delight is the perfect word for it.
I still think DJ Premier making beats for Fred Durst is stranger than that, but
strong counter argument.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
like a fire beat.
Are we gonna sit here and pretend we know who DJ Premier is?
I mean,
yeah.
Who the fuck, Frankie? You know who DJ Premier is?
I have no clue.
New England guy. You should probably.
Is he?
He's from Texas, but he grew up in.
No, it sounds like
he made. He made like the best beats in hip hop history. Put it that
Texas. DJ Premier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a chump.
I won't stand for that sort of slander.
Well, I want to talk about your Christmas tree stuff.
Yeah. Strong agree. I want to
Let's cook.
For that.
Let's go. First of all, you're not allowed to talk about this.
No, I
just,
will.
I disagree.
I will talk loudly.
I will kick you off the show before I let you talk about Christmas trees,
talk
sir.
About Christmas trees loud. Proud.
You put up a tree?
Fuck no.
You have in the past.
My own tree? No. Renee would.
You had a house with
in your home.
You had a house with a. I mean, Jesus Christ,
yeah, but,
Dave.
But I made a point not to help with it on any level.
Okay. But you had a tree in your house.
Yeah, but I
was
made,
it real or fake?
Real. I made a point not to help with it on any level at all. I would see her like struggling. Nope.
Nothing.
You dumb Catholics, you want to bring in a tree and you want to watch the pines fall off and create this mess.
Right.
And then you go drag
right?
it out.
Dave,
well,
I'm
laugh
with you.
Out loud,
I
you
am
idiots.
With you, homie.
Let's bring in this
Listen,
huge fucking mess.
You have the menorah, correct?
Yeah, easy
no mess,
to clean
no
up.
Fuss.
Easy.
I'm with you. We're on the same page.
Well, I don't understand why you need a fucking tree.
Well, let's just say, first of all, yes, that putting fucking decorations on a giant tree is a dumb and weird tradition.
Yeah,
like,
for real or fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Like, it's just a strange thing. I like it, but there's no defending, like, the literal, like, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? I don't know.
It's just a big fucking clusterfuck. Listen, while all my colleagues are putting lights up everywhere, I'm sitting my ass on my couch watching TV, and when the holidays are over and you guys are going to clean up and you got to get the dustbuster out and pines, and I remember, I've seen
it. It's silly. Just pipe down.
No, I'm not piping down. I'm piping up.
The decorating of the tree is the tradition to me. Like, Frankie was like, you don't go to the Christmas tree farm and do that tradition.
Yeah, that's
it's
a
like,
hassle.
To me, the tradition is when you
yeah,
pick out the ornaments and you hang them.
Correct.
And
that doesn't seem fun either.
It's not. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying it's like the...
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a holiday tradition that you put some music on, you drink. I don't like eggnog, but you drink some eggnog.
Like
you
eggnog?
Baileys.
No, eggnog's
I don't like
gross.
Eggnog.
We're breaking this Christmas
yeah,
down.
I like drinking a little Baileys. You drink some wine. You put the
you can do
the,
that shit without working your ass off. While you're doing that, I'm eating wine
right,
and cheese.
You know, all right, listen.
Tedious labor.
We're going to go to break, and we're going to get this in order.
Whooped.
Because
yeah, like
Christmas is getting whooped.
No, it's not.
Play O Hanukkah into the break,
Listen,
Frankie.
When we come back from
yeah,
the break.
Yeah, no, play it into the break.
O
Hanukkah, the best holiday song
Frankie,
ever made.
Let me tell you something.
O Hanukkah. Play it.
Frankie, do not play it.
O Hanukkah is the best holiday song
Frankie,
ever made.
Your allegiance to Jesus is more important than your allegiance to
Jesus. I'm Jesus.
Do not play.
No, I'm your
Jesus.
O Hanukkah
or whatever. O Hanukkah
is the best.
The best holiday song?
Best holiday song ever made.
Wow. Prez hates the national anthem. That's crazy.
What? Dude, that is the dumbest take of all time. Frankie, we're going to break.
Song.
What song are you going to play right now, Frankie?
The national anthem is
4th of July.
Get the fuck out of here,
Let's go to break. We'll be back after this.
I don't know what to do.
Yes, you do.
Frankie.
No.
National anthem, Frankie. Play.
Frankie, I'm going to suspend you
that's
from the job. You do what I say.
Move.
Play O Hanukkah.
Don't. Okay. Do not play O Hanukkah. Do not do it.
Play it.
This. You are a Catholic. You believe in Jesus Christ, your Savior. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Getting beat down. Christmas is getting beat down.
This song
I can't stand for it.
This song bangs.
Are we still in the air? Let's do them.
Billy, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Go, Prez, go. Let's talk about this Hank Tech fight coming up 2 weeks from today. He released the 24/7 video today, which was amazing. But concerning the fight itself, right now, if I'm not mistaken, Hank is out on an RV in Indiana. Then he's going to Bill's Mafia on Sunday, putting God knows what substances into his body. Every time I see Tex, he's literally doing nothing but talking about the fight. I would assume he's actually training every day because he has nothing better to do with himself. Not to mention he's actually gotten in the ring before and fought in this thing. I think there is a clear advantage to Tex. I love Hank to death, but I think he's walking into a bear trap here. My guess is the betting public's going to line up behind Hank because everyone likes Hank and everyone hates Tex. If I can get Tex close to even money, I'm going to max it out. But my only issue is with Lewis actually in charge of a betting line, there has to be at least a 50% chance that some sort of nefarious activity is going on. What say you?
Without a doubt.
That was a call and a half, by the
no,
way.
No, and there were a million Salem points. It may be the best call I've ever heard. I wouldn't
Frankie,
bet.
Best call I've ever heard of the day.
I won't trust any thing that Lewis involved in. It's support, and I gotta check in on this. This is a, I think, third party gambling site, and it's gonna be a max bet, I think, of $200, so it's not worth it to rig it. So we have these codes that I'm sending out to everybody. They're like tracking links, and so if you promote the fight, if Hank promotes the fight, or PMT promotes the fight, or Tex promotes the fight, it tracks where like people are clicking from. As an incentive for our employees to promote the fight, you get a dollar. So every person who signs up with you, you get a dollar. PMT has a huge following. PMT and Tex have agreed that every dollar they generate from their codes are going to go to the fight purse. So theoretically, if 10,000 people sign up from PMT's gigantic following, Tex and Hank are fighting for $10,000 cash, winner take all. So this could be a fairly large prize pool where rigging it for either of them would make no sense because there's so much money on the line. It'll also make it one of the most glorious pound-for-pound, penny-for-penny fights that ever happened.
What about this guy's thought, like, Tex has the heavy, is the heavy
favorite?
I don't
think it's a heavy advantage, but anybody who thinks this is, like, a clear Hank win, I've said two things. I don't think Hank is a crazy person. I do think Tex is.
That is the biggest. I think the experience and the craziness are the two biggest factors.
Those are the two. He's fought. Yeah. So give a guy who is crazy and a guy who has fought, I think, has a big advantage.
We're back talking rough and rowdy. December 15th, Tex versus Hank. There will be blood. We had Todd on the line, I believe was his name. Todd is still there. Todd, so you've been around... You've been watching Rough Rowdy since 2001, like the first one ever, right? So
Yeah.
What's the vibe, and let me ask another question. Have you been a Barstool fan like since the beginning of Barstool, or no?
Well, not since probably about 2011.
Okay, so you've been around for both. My point being, what's the vibe with the locals of like these Barstool guys being a main attraction of the next pay-per-view?
Oh, no, and that's the thing, is that as soon as Prez bought it, it just became, oh, now Rough and Rowdy is a pay-per-view event.
So it's been embraced by the locals. It's not like they like the Barstool vibe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, is that you have Rough and Rowdy, and then you make it into a pay-per-view event where all these rednecks can go out and show their ass at a pay-per-view event. Not only will there be blood in the ring, there's going to be blood in the stands. There's going to be blood.
Let's go.
Out of control.
This will be, I'm telling you, if I can pull this together, even just to go to the churning guys, be like, fucking told you.
Told you so. Yeah,
because like they didn't want it. They absolutely did not want it. Erica backed me on it, and we had to like fight for it, being like, I'm telling you. And then the ESPN thing kind of reinforced, like, this is why we need it, because ESPN can't fuck with it. Play O Hanukkah on the way out and take us into the weekend.
Have a spine weekend for me one time, Frankie. Play O Come All Ye Faithful.
I actually like Christmas music, some songs.
Well, you're not allowed to.
No.
You're out.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't appreciate it. You don't.
What am I allowed to play?
I just said I liked it.
You don't get to be this Christmas
I couldn't
sultan.
Have just said I.
Yes, I, do.
I just no, said I liked
yes,
it.
I do.
You're not even the biggest Christian.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That I can.
Who's a bigger Christian than
fuck
me?
With.
Caleb.
What does that mean? Because he's from the
studied,
South?
No, he studied
can I ask
all
question,
over the
what
world.
Is that?
Are we still in the air?
Yes.
Why is Jimbo Fisher thinking about leaving Florida State?
He did.
Why?
A&M.
Why? Why?
I don't know. We have 2 seconds.
Why? Why is A&M? Why?